This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A black man who sued three Colorado Springs police officers for excessive force and civil rights violations will receive more than $2 million from the city. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
The settlement stems from a lawsuit Dalvin Gadson filed following a traffic stop in 2022. In the suit, Gadson claimed officers beat him violently without any kind of prior verbal warning. CSPD disputes that, saying Gadson resisted arrest and was reaching for a knife in the center console. Colorado Springs City Council voted 7-1 in favor of the settlement. Councilman Dave Donaldson was the sole no vote.
I say, let's send it to the courts and let the citizens see where the problem is versus us preempting that and giving a large settlement right here.
Last week, an unrelated $100 million lawsuit was filed against CSPD by a man alleging he was paralyzed after an officer tased him. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
A soldier based at Fort Carson has died after a training accident in Louisiana. First Lieutenant Zachary Galli was 23. He was an explosive ordnance disposal officer. The University of Colorado Boulder football team will play on national over-the-air broadcast television for the first time in nearly three decades. The Buffaloes game against Nebraska will air on NBC stations across the country on September 7th. CU has played on nationally televised cable TV, but the last time the team played a game aired on NBC was the 1995 Fiesta Bowl. This is CPR News.